DW.
Welcome.
Clothing lines stretch from hut to hut on a narrow street. Getting to Lynette and Dora requires a lot of ducking under and squeezing past clothes hung out to dry. She says she didn't want it, it being a baby. She's 4 months pregnant. Lynette barely knew the father, who's 24 and drives a motorcycle taxi, or Boda Boda, as they're called in Nairobi.
He gave me a ride. That's how we met. After that, he bought me French fries. After that, it was shoes. We met up a few times. One evening, he picked me up and we went back to his place. He got me pregnant. He made me do it.
Evelyn Odhayabo has heard similar stories over the past few months. She works with the Reproductive Health Network in Kenya, which fights to educate women and girls about sex. They also work to get them access to contraception and to doctors if they need to terminate a pregnancy. More and more calls for help have been coming in since the pandemic began. Many of these pregnancies are the result of rape. Just 2 weeks after the COVID restrictions were put in place, reports of sexual violence shot up by a third. That's according to the president of Kenya's High Court, David Maraga. The government is alarmed and isn't denying there's been a rise in child abuse, sexual violence and teen pregnancies. But Mercy Mwangangi, who directs the health ministry, says the numbers aren't right. Some cases were counted more than once, so the data is being reviewed. Now, during the coronavirus pandemic, the risk for women and children has become even greater. And that's not the only reason that the number of teen pregnancies has gone up recently, according to Evelyn Odhayambo.
So a lot of parents are back at home with no jobs, there's no money. So the only thing that they think it's beneficial is to send your daughter out there to go have sex and bring you back money. And parents also have sort of like pushed their children to extreme levels.
Sometimes this pressure from parents isn't even necessary, as was the case with Lynette. When schools closed because of the pandemic, she wanted to earn money, in part to support her family. She didn't find a job, but what she did up finding was a man, the motorcycle taxi driver who gave her money. At first, he didn't ask for sex. When he told her to come up with him, she was too inexperienced to know better. It comes as no surprise, says Odhayambo.
Sexuality education in Kenya right now is not something that is being talked to in schools.
The consequence of this is many young women only have a vague idea about sex and no idea about contraception. Lawmakers, religious and other interest groups have been arguing about sex education for years. But the topic is controversial and has been blocked, particularly by Christian groups. The ones who end up losing out are girls like Lynette. She wanted to become a teacher, but she's now let go of that dream.
I will never go to school again. The other female students would laugh at me. I feel as if my life is over.
DW.